You're listening to JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
It's a friendship that's lasted this. Now, all of a sudden, it seems like it might be coming to an end. Paige needs our help in Datum or Dump 'Em.
Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Datum or Dump 'Em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Good morning, Paige.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course. So this is involving you and a friend of yours.
Yeah. And we used to talk all the time. We used to not just talk. We would go out. We would shop, go to lunch, go to drinks on the weekend. I mean, we really tight friends. And she hasn't been returning any of my calls. She hasn't been returning my texts. I have no idea what happened, if something happened, if I did something, if I don't know. I feel so weird. It just feels like, you know, when a guy ghosts you, it's kind of like, uh-oh. I hate to make my friend like that, but I'm not hearing anything, like nothing back.
Weird that all of a sudden okay. She just drops you.
Yeah, that's strange.
Totally weird.
Question, is there anything drastically different in her life? Like, is there a recent marriage or like children or anything?
Neither one of us have had any kind of life change. Nobody's
okay.
You know, I mean, no, there's, I can't think of anything, and it really makes me sad because as you get older, it's like it's harder to find good girlfriends to hang with, and
yeah,
you know, we had no drama. We had it. I just am completely confused.
So, is this your best friend, or just kind of like a long time
close friend?
A long time close friend. I mean, I know that seem very similar, and they are, but
I would lean into best friend a little because we did so much together. I don't have a lot of girlfriends that I did that much.
Okay.
With. We would go out couples, like her guy and my guy. You
right.
know, it seemed so easy and carefree. And I feel like, I mean, I hope nothing's the matter, you know?
Right.
Right.
But nothing at all comes to mind?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
No, really, honestly. And I have been, you know, I've been going over it and asking my husband if he can think of anything. There's just nothing. I haven't come up with anything, and it's making me, I don't know, I'm worried on one hand, my feelings are kind of hurt on another hand,
yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's a hard place to be. I miss her.
Yeah, sometimes people just grow apart, which really sucks.
So strange that, like, kind of, you guys, it sounds like you guys do a lot, like, almost weekly together, and then all of a sudden, after 10 years, just kaput for almost 3 weeks now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's really bizarre.
It is strange. I think there could be an explanation, though. Like, what comes to mind for me, it's painful poops. And the reason I say that is because when someone's going through that, they just want to get away from everybody. And they just, like,
are you literally saying that she has painful
maybe
poops?
Maybe she has some painful poops
going
on right
Husker
now.
Nick.
Stomach issues.
Like, number two's not feeling good.
Are we talking
and
about
she's just receded away.
Yes, yeah, that's we're what talking about talking. Digestion now.
Nick is going with digestive
like,
issues.
And she's like, hey, man, you know, like, I'm just not feeling good. My tummy hurts, and I just need to be alone.
Yeah.
And that might
sure.
be what's happening.
How
sure.
close of friends are you to that you talk about
could
your
could you text her that and just be like, hey, buddy.
Close enough, actually.
If the bathrooms aren't feeling too good, I'm here for you. You can reach out. That's my first suggestion. Initial thought. That's my initial.
Sure.
That's your initial thought. On
initial thought.
Well, we can
on
only hope for that. Really, yeah. Anything personal.
Let's hope for stomach issues.
Not
nothing, something more serious than that.
I mean,
well,
you know,
Paige, we will do the best to get a hold of Nikki for you and hopefully solve this.
I appreciate it so much.
Coming up. Go next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick show.
I hate to speculate on why a friendship might be ending, but also it's part of our job.
So you don't care about romantic relationships, just friendships ending.
Yeah.
Because you like to speculate otherwise.
Oh, speculate away on, but yeah, no, I'm just kidding. Please speculate on what you think is going on between Paige and her friend.
Yes. What is the rift? What may have caused it? What's the issue? If there's like a feeling, you got an inkling, let us know. Facebook KX969. Not Twitter, X, and Instagram, KZKX969. And gift form is the best form.
Now the conclusion to date them or dump them with JP, Corey Ellen, Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
A little bit of a different date 'em or dump 'em for you, as it's Paige wanting us to reconnect with her friend Nikki. They have been friends for 10 years. They hang out all the time, lunch, shop, partying, everything. And all of a sudden, like 3 weeks ago, she just stopped talking to her. No text messages.
So strange.
No phone calls. Just completely dropped off the face of the earth. And she just wants to get a hold of her friend and figure out what's going on.
Yeah. So on XKZKX969, I had to remember the handle there.
That's fine.
Got a DM that they think this is a classic case of like outside friends relaying information that was said in private.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I know we're dealing with a duo, but they have to have a common friend somewhere down the line.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a friend group.
Someone, yeah, they're basically saying that like a third person is stirring the pot. Maybe they've spilled some beans that they weren't supposed to, or maybe just straight up made up something. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let's find out from Nikki, see if we can figure this out and get her and Paige back together or not.
Hi, this is Nikki.
Nikki, hi, it's JP, Coriel, Huskinick, the Kix Morning Show.
Oh, hey.
Hey, how are you
today?
I'm okay. How are you guys?
Kind of weird having a radio station call you, huh?
Yeah. What's up?
We're calling on behalf of a friend of yours who's been kind of worried about you for the last couple of weeks. You kind of dropped off the face of the earth. Your friend Paige is very concerned about you. And is there something that she did or that we can maybe help resolve, or what's going on?
I can't believe this is like the radio.
Yeah, you guys are like besties, it seems.
Yeah.
And, or at least very close, and it just seems that things have changed quite a bit.
Yeah, we've been friends for like a long time.
Have you just been busy, or is this like on purpose that you're not talking to her? Because 3 weeks is a long time not to talk to your friend.
To be honest, I can't blame it on being busy. Like at this point, I just can't be around her.
Why?
It's her husband. He is an ass. And he is awful to her. He just treats her like total shit. And every time I'm around them, like, I love her and she is my friend, I totally could care less about him. He's a jerk. I don't need him. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
But us hanging out has gotten so uncomfortable. Mm. Like, even the two of us, she's just constantly complaining. She's complaining about him and about how awful he is. That is what every interaction, like, every time we've hung out, it's come down to that.
Mm.
Like, I think we're going to have a fun girls' lunch, and it just turns into another, sorry, but, like, this has been going on for years. Like, I've been listening for years to this.
Yeah.
And she'll say that she wants to divorce him. And then she'll kind of, going and get, like, a plan. I'm all for that. She'll change her mind. She doesn't leave. You know, she stays with him. And then, like, the next time we see each other a couple days later, she wants advice again. And I'm out of advice. I can say. She's not listening to me. And so I just feel kind of used. I cannot do it anymore.
This is a really, really hard and
it's a
sad position to be in a friendship like this.
Yeah. Right.
Because you care, obviously. You care about her deeply. But how many times are you going to scream into the void?
How many times in a row are you going to do that? That over and over.
Yeah,
and then also
tough.
You're not in her shoes per se, so maybe there are other things.
This guy sounds like, from the way she describes him, that he's a real piece of S-word, which would also mean that I was correct. with the whole painful poo thing.
Yeah.
This is a painful
really
piece of you know what to hang out with. Victory.
Nikki, the reason he's talking about that is because we've been talking with Paige, and one of Nick's thoughts were that you were just going through some stomach issues, and that's why you haven't been talking to her.
Poos, but it turned out to be a painful.
No, it's not that. It's
POS.
A painful COS. Yeah,
you have to be around.
I'm all
so
good.
By proxy, I was correct. Thank you. I won this.
Taking
today.
This as a win, huh?
W. This is a W for me. But now we're going to try to mend these fences and then get a W for everyone.
Nikki, Paige is on the phone with us. She's been listening into this conversation.
Oh my God.
Was the one who wanted us to reach out. Paige, are you surprised by all of this?
Surprised. Angry. I'm I can't believe that this is what the reason is, and I can't believe that you haven't been honest with me. First of all, I thought we were closer friends than this, and I thought that maybe you could be a little bit more honest with me about stuff. And hey, guess what? When she was going through problems with her first husband and he was cheating on her, I sat through hours of
manifesting, okay? Mm. So I don't know what is the difference. You know, we're friends. We need to be there for each other.
Paige, that's what my first husband, right? He's my ex. That's the key word here. Like, I made changes to my life, and you were there for me and supporting me. I listened to your advice, and I made the changes, and now I'm so much better for it. Right. Like, my whole life is different, and you see that, but, like, you refuse to change anything.
You don't like him. You're independent of your, and I'll admit it, I don't have a job. I'm very much under the thumb, and I love him. I do. I love him a lot. You know what? It's none of your business. I thought I had a friend. I thought I had a friend who I could talk to, who I could to, because I listened to her when she was having a hard time. But apparently, it just goes one way. I have to find a new friend. Is that what's going on here? I mean, this is insane.
I have to be honest with you. Like, you need a therapist. You don't need a new friend. Like, you say I'm not listening to you, but I've spent years and years and years listening to you, and I've spent years and years and years saying the same thing over and over and over again, and you aren't listening to me. You don't have to do what I say, but, like, I don't have anything else to offer the conversation. You don't like him. No one likes him. You don't want to make the changes, though, and I just don't have anything else to say.
I'm stuck right now, and I need a friend, and you're not there for me.
I think she's tried to be there for you. It's just unfortunate she's the only one. There are a lot of different places that you can go to, even if you are stuck in a situation like you are, that can help you. It's about whether or not you want to get out of this situation.
Yeah, it all come down to whether or not you... Something's going to have to happen, yeah. I guess, where you realize, okay, I actually should be done with this relationship. I'm not saying something like terrible. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying there will be a moment where there's a shift where you're like, okay, maybe she was right. And honestly, I don't know that you quite realize how much it seems that she has been there for you and she's tried. There'll be a time where you'll reflect and you'll think, wow, that was a girl's girl. That was my best friend.
Right.
And I had my own personal stuff going on and I didn't listen to her. I just don't want you to write her off completely thinking that she hasn't cared, because it sounds like she's tried.
It does sound like she's tried.
Yep. And maybe you just need a little bit of space right now. She needs space from you. You need space from her. That happens in every relationship. We just hope that truly, if this relationship you're in is that crummy and this guy does suck that many, you know what, that you can find yourself in a better spot and maybe hopefully reconnect with your best.
Does this make sense, Paige?
Yeah, I mean, she's like my last friend. So, I mean, I guess I'm going to have to do something.
Okay. Nikki,
Does it feel a little better to address this?
Yes and no, because I care about you, Paige. I hope that, like, this was an opportunity for you to, like, kind of hear me one last time. But, like, I don't want to lose you.
Right.
You know, you have been such a good friend for so long. It just makes me sad, because I just really believe that there's life left for you and a better situation out there for you and a better guy out there for you. And it just makes me sad. There's nothing else I can say. Yeah.
I think you're going to get through this.
There you go.
I think so too.
And I think, Paige, sometimes it just hearing it from somebody else.
Yeah.
To hear it from, like, us. Telling you that there are ways that you can get in a better place than you are now.
Yeah. Thanks, you guys.
You bet. Hey.
All right. Good luck.
We are here for you. Nikki, do me a favor and just give her a couple more times. Just do what you can to be a really, really good friend for her right now. And I think Paige will work on this and she can come out on the other side better.
I hope so. I really hope so.
Okay.
I love you guys.
Yeah. Paige, thanks for getting a hold of us. Nikki, thank you for taking our call and best of luck.
They play good music.
They're entertaining conversations.
They're the morning show goat.
Everyone in Nebraska wakes up to JP Coriel and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.